This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 26, 2026. Major snowstorm continues. The Peabody City Council revokes a dealership license. Periods of snow, windy, low 20s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:53 p.m. Gloucester Times is reporting the snow that started falling mid-morning kept up all day Sunday and into the night as a major snowstorm dumped in early estimations at least 10 inches of snow or more on Cape Ann. The National Weather Service predicted the storm, which paralyzed much of the central and eastern U.S., will continue to deliver snow to the region through Monday, tapering off around 8 p.m., with some sunshine returning on Tuesday. Up to 6 more inches of snow is predicted for Monday. In the hours before the storm, residents stocked up on supplies, officials declared emergencies, and plow trucks ready to hit the road for what forecasters originally predicted would be anywhere from 1 to 2 feet of snow across the state. The Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency urged residents to prepare their homes for the extreme cold, advising people to locate and insulate pipes, allow faucets to drip, open cabinet doors to let warm air reach plumbing, keep heat set to at least 55 degrees, and disconnect outdoor hoses and drain pipes. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the Peabody City Council has revoked the business license of a used car dealership owner who was convicted of money laundering earlier this winter. The council voted at its Thursday night meeting to revoke a Class 2 motor vehicle license from Christian Fisher, 42, of Wakefield, who owns PK Motor Cars at 195 Washington Street. That license, issued by the city, allowed her to operate a car dealership in Peabody. Fisher was indicted on money laundering conspiracy charges in 2022 and convicted on the charge in late November following a lengthy investigation into drug trafficker Philip Morose, the Essex County District Attorney's Office said in early December. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News, the hectic intersection of Route 1A, Route 133, and Prospect Street in Raleigh is on the path toward becoming safer thanks to local officials. Recently, local leaders, including State Senator Bruce Tarr, the Raleigh Board of Selectmen, and State Representative Kristen Kasner, collaborated to initiate a road safety audit in the area by the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. A road safety audit is a formal safety review of an existing or planned road or intersection. Calls for the audit came after safety concerns were raised by selectmen who reached out to Tarr and Kasner for help in early September. And itemlive.com reports the city of Lynn has received a $1.2 million state grant to support infrastructure improvements related to the upcoming Samuels development at 830 Linway. The Samuels development will include 850 units of mixed-income housing, 26,000 square feet of retail space, and an 8-acre public park. At a projected $450 million, it represents the biggest private development project ever in Lynn. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in boys high school hockey over the weekend, Danvers edged Gloucester 2-1, with Owen Stanton getting the game-winning goal for the Falcons in overtime. Now, Danvers is on top of the Northeastern Conference standings at 5-1-1. Gloucester and Winthrop are just a point behind, each at 5-2, followed by Beverly at 4-2-1. The Newburyport boys hockey team found themselves trailing 3-2 to Pentucket on Saturday. Then Newburyport's Jack Sullivan took over the game, scoring 4 goals and propelling the Clippers to a 6-4 win over the Panthers. The St. Mary's girls hockey team is 11-0-1 and has now won 5 games in a row. Salem High School retired the number of girls basketball standout Evelyn Evioquendo Friday night. She's the first female athlete at Salem to have her number retired. Oquendo led the Witches to the Division I state title in 1980 and a perfect 27-0 season. Later, she led Salem State to a Division III NCAA title in 1986. In the pros, the Patriots beat the Broncos 10-7 in Denver yesterday and are now headed to the Super Bowl for the 12th time. In 2 weeks, they'll take on Seattle in Super Bowl 60. The Bruins and Celtics were both off yesterday. Tonight, the Bruins play the Rangers in New York, and the Celtics host Portland. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.